You're listening to WQED FM. We have soulful sounds and gospel sounds that we're going to get your praise on with an Easter concert from Reverend Derek Tynes, who's with us to talk about it. It's happening at First Unitarian Church, but we also want to talk in general about the gospel scene, since you've been doing the singing and the whole scene for such a long time. You've involved so many great people and been inspired by amazing people. Reverend Tynes, welcome to WQED.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Jim.
Now, tell me about the event, Saturday, March 30th, First Unitarian Church, Morewood at Ellsworth Avenue. You're starting at 6 o'clock. It's an Easter concert.
It's an Easter concert, and, you know, what better way to celebrate Easter than with music and song and dance? And that is what we're focusing on, just celebrating for people that don't or may not, you know, go to church regularly anymore. This is an opportunity to as well catch some of those people and give them another opportunity to celebrate the weekend, which is, you know, the resurrection of Christ.
Well, whether you're churched or unchurched, or whether
unchurched.
You have faith or don't have
That's
faith.
That's right. That's exactly
this
right.
This concert will lift you.
The power of music, it touches everybody and it touches everyone. And I love that. I am one of the things I do is perform as a gospel artist in Pittsburgh and around the world.
Yeah. I want to ask you about that more in just a moment. And I want to talk to you about the people that you have involved, because there's so many great names here. Howard Alexander, Howie, was an intern here at WQED-FM, and he's an amazing guy. I have loved him since he was a teenager.
Yeah, Howie is phenomenal. He and Janae Giles are my keyboardist. George Mitchell is my bass player, and Delbert Fulham is my drummer. But it's all being masterfully directed by Howie Alexander, the music director.
So great. And we'll hear you sing.
I will definitely be singing. Definitely.
Wonderful. And do you conduct also?
I will be conducting my choir. My choir is a combination of people from all over the city, some from the different denominations, different churches, different faiths, some of no faith. And we all are coming together to sing about 10 songs on Saturday evening.
And tell me about the Leamington Gospel Chorale, because I've heard the name for years, but I haven't heard them sing yet.
Yeah, we have the Leamington. There are singers in Leamington that are the basis of my singers. It started about in 2012, about 12 years ago, when Marlene Davis, another gospel singer, we were going to the Leamington Center every month to do a gospel hour. So we would do these hours where we do a 100-year journey of gospel music live. And so we would go there and do them every month for the birthday celebration. And at one of these gatherings, someone said, we should start a choir. And that's what happened. We started with a group of seniors, about 20 seniors, and we started the choir. And we kept the name Leamington because the Leamington Center and Home is the oldest nursing home in the country for people and for people of color. So I wanted to keep that name and make sure the legacy continues. So we call ourselves the Leamington Gospel Chorale. And it started about 12 years ago with seniors. And now it's not as many seniors, but we're still going and growing and singing and performing all over the region.
I should have said right at the start, where do we hear you most often? Where are you working the most?
Yeah, because it's a community group, we don't have a home, but we sing and perform all over the region and over the state at events, festivals, community events, churches. So you can find us by going to Leamington Gospel Chorale on Facebook and see, or you can go to my website, Derek Tynes Group, just DerekTynes.com, and you can see where I'll be next. Quite often I have the Leamington singers with me.
The gospel tradition is so big that it means a lot of different things. What's your special style with gospel?
I focus on traditional gospel. I love the music of Thomas Dorsey and Clara Ward and Mahalia Jackson. My late friend, Edwin Hawkins, who I traveled briefly with, was a major influence for me, Andre Crouch. I like traditional sounds. Hymns and anthems and gospels and a lot of spirituals. I'm kind of not stuck, but I choose to perform what is more traditional of gospel. So it's a more traditional sound. And so people, probably the success of my music, because I do songs that people don't hear anymore as often. And it's because it's traditional, you know. And so I'm trying to maintain that, carry the torch of the traditional sounds of gospel.
But the names you just mentioned, they are giants. They're masters.
Yes, yes. And Aretha Franklin's album was my favorite gospel album, the one she recorded in 1972 with James Cleveland out of in Detroit. And it was in Los Angeles, but it was so phenomenal. There's some of the music on that project, Precious Memories, and there's so many good songs on that album. Aretha was also one of my influences, and I love the traditional gospel music.
Well, when I was a little younger, you know, as a baby boomer, Edwin Hawkins came on the radio with "Oh Happy Day."
Oh,
and
my goodness!
It was so
yes.
different. It's so
yes.
great.
And it's incredible too, because when I'm in Europe and Italy, and I'm touring, you hear that song played in the stores, and you hear them in the museums. You hear that song everywhere. Edwin made a mark on gospel, on the world of sacred or inspirational music when he came out with that in 1968. And just to think that he, it kind of happened by mistake, because Edwin, they put out an album, and that was the one song that the DJ liked, and they started playing it, and that was the rest of it was history. And I miss Edwin. I miss Edwin. He's been gone now for 4 years.
Oh, tell me a little bit more about working with him, what he was like as a person, how you connected.
Well, I went to Love Center in California, where they were, and they had a church there that I was a part of, and I went to his music and art seminar every year, and I was ended up being on his planning committee for his seminar and helping to raise dollars and raise, you know, support for his conference and that he did every year. And so that's how we became really acquainted. Actually, we brought him to Pittsburgh five or six times, brought him to Pittsburgh to do workshops and to work with singers here and to be a part of programs that I've done. And so when he was on the East Coast or somewhere on this side of the world, he would call me and say, "I'll be in such and such. Why don't you come and meet me?" And so I would joyfully go and meet him. And he was so humble. And that's the thing that I'll never forget. As tremendous of a talent as he and his brother were, they were always so humble, have such humility, and never really thought more of themselves than they ought to. You know, it was just so amazing. It was just a lesson in humility, because he was so kind. But when it got to the piano, he was a phenomenal pianist and phenomenal singer, although he didn't like to sing much anymore. He was a phenomenal singer and was just so kind to people. I just every time I'm amongst people, I'm reminded of his example to be kind to people, and be kind to people who support you, and be kind to the people that sing, be kind to the musicians that work with you, be kind to the people who are your enthusiasts, because without them, we would not be where we are. So I love Edwin Hawkins.
You think of what was on the radio at that time, the Beach Boys and the Beatles, that here is the gospel sound. It's a perfect example of how gospel can grab your heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's part of what I love about gospel, is that regardless of what platform there is, in fact, when I go to shows, it seems like every artist always does something that's a hymn or spiritual or rendition of something that is sacred or inspirational or gospel. There's always every genre finds a way to do an arrangement of a gospel song. It fits everywhere.
And the way the singers as a choir
yes.
create a wall of sound.
Yes.
And it's just, they're moving.
Yes.
I know there's some moving. How can you not move with them?
Yes, yes, yes. And so tomorrow night we are focusing on choir music. The choir idiom has kind of changed. It's not as popular as it used to be. So I'm part of the reason why we're doing the choir concert tomorrow is to raise the voices again as in collective singing within gospel, And we're featuring the music of Edwin. We're doing an Edwin Hawkins tune. We're doing a Ricky Dillard. Some of the songs from my album. We're doing some John P. Key and some other gospel artists that are popular right now. We just lost Sandra Crouch, who was Andre Crouch's sister, who was responsible for the Hawkins becoming signed to the label. And so we're going to be featuring a myriad of artists tomorrow night.
And Bishop Thelma Mitchell will be there?
She will be. She will be. And she is going to be playing the hymn of the evening. Yeah. And I'm excited about that. Yeah.
And she was an inspiration for you.
She is definitely. Well, you know, I grew up with her and under her. So, yeah.
You have so many people. We're going to forget somebody, but Anita Brown Levels. Tell me about Anita Brown.
Anita is singing, leading the Hawkins tune. She's leading the Hawkins tune. I'm so excited about that. Anquinik Wingfield Kinzel is singing Let There Be Peace on Earth, an arrangement of Let There Be Peace on Earth, and some others, yeah.
Oh, she's amazing, too. Oh. Anquinik.
Anquinik is amazing. I think she's one of the bright lights in Pittsburgh. Yeah, and Zanetta Wingfield, and you see just a few others on there. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard Del Fulham yet. Tell me about Del.
Well, Del Fulham is, he's a tremendous, he went to school with Kenny Piegler, who was the pianist that you loved on my.
Oh, and tell me about him. He's Juilliard trained.
He's Juilliard trained, and he and Del Fulham went to school here in Pittsburgh together. Del Fulham is also a percussionist that will be performing at concert tomorrow. He's a songwriter. He has a studio and he records incredible music. But Kenny Piegler is from Greenfield, and he grew up here in Pittsburgh, and his mother. God rest her soul. It's just that he take piano lessons. I think we all of us had piano lessons at one time in our lives. But he learned piano and went to New England Conservatory, went on to Juilliard, got his PhD, plays for everyone from Roberta Flack to you name it, and it's just a tremendous gift to the world from Pittsburgh.
And the song that I saw him begin on your YouTube channel is which one? Because I want everybody to check it out.
It's called We Shall Overcome Someday.
Which everybody knows.
Yeah, yes, and it's, of course, that was the mantra of the Civil Rights Movement. Dr. Martin Luther King and Mahalia Jackson led it quite often for Dr. King as they were marching with Barrett Rustin and A. Philip Randolph and all those amazing individuals. And so as it came time for me to record this project, I had wrote this arrangement for Dr. Vernell Lilly, who was the founder and the director of the Cantu Repertory Theater at the University of Pittsburgh. And she did a play about the life of Mahalia Jackson. And in that show, there's a scene where she's leading the March on Washington with a song, I've Been Buked and I've Been Scorned. But after that, Dr. Lilly wanted me to put together, to fuse together that song, We Shall Overcome, and Precious Lord. And so that is how that song came to be. And so Kenny Piegler is our musical director for that song. And if you see it on YouTube, you see we have about 60 singers, and that's the Limiting Chorale. And it's just an amazing rendition that I'm very proud of.
Well, you should be. And it's been Garrick Tynes Day in Pittsburgh at some point. That was Luke Ravenstall who
named
the day for you.
That was Luke Ravenstall. I had been on the one of his advisory councils. And before he left office, he decided to show me honor and for my work within the LGBTQI community. And he gave me an award and named the day Derek Tynes, June 1st every year.
Richly deserved for all your hard work.
It's coming up soon, yeah.
And you're tied in with so many of these legends, like you mentioned Lily.
Yes.
I mean, her star has continued to rise. God bless her that she's no longer with us, but wow.
Yeah, Dr. Lily was amazing all the way here from Houston, Texas, but she was for 40 plus years. She was just a tremendous gift to us with theater, arts, and music. And so now, you know, I am the chairman of the board at the Afro American Music Institute in Homewood with Dr. James and Pamela Johnson. And that school is 41 years old. And we teach music, we preserve the idioms, and we perform gospel, jazz, and so many other forms. And we're celebrating 40 years this year. And so for us to partner with you here at QED has just been really great for us and with Jason. And so, you know, I do want to lift up the names of Gloria Inez Brisky, who was a 40-year gospel radio DJ here in Pittsburgh on WAMO, and Alexander Martin, and just so many others. We have Brother Marlon now who's there, but there's so many other names that I could just mention, quartets and Reverend Winsett, who was the pastor of Ebenezer in the Hill. They had regular concerts. They had a third Sunday musical every month, and gospel artists from all over the region would come and sing together. And so what we're doing tomorrow is trying to maintain and keep the tradition of coming together to sing together alive. Yeah.
It's so great that you're helping the Afro-American Music Institute. Natalie Berry and I, producer at WQD, had a chance to visit Dr. James and Pam, and I saw firsthand the work that was being done there. And this has been 10 or more years, maybe 15 years. It was a nice piece on Channel 13.
It was a great piece. I've seen it.
And I, of course, I knew Howard Alexander, so I knew some of the people were involved. But when you meet them, speak with them, see what happens. I always remember he said something very powerful to me that, you know, in some of our troubled neighborhoods, you can put in the hands of a young person a gun, or you can teach them to sing.
Yes.
And you can change a life
easier
than anybody might think. You know, how you can turn a life around with music.
Yes, yes. There's so much power and so much transformational ability that is released in the whole process of music and performing music and learning music and enjoying music. And music is a soother. It soothes our feelings. It soothes our emotions. It soothes our spirit. It boosts our spirit. And, you know, before you know, you're up dancing and you're clapping and you're singing. And so I like to use that line that to come and join us for some good old hand clapping, foot stomping, soul stirring gospel music. Yeah.
Do you sometimes have the Hammond organ? You got the drums, you got the guitars, you got the whole backup band.
All of that will be there tomorrow. We're bringing in a portable Hammond, and we have drums and bass. It's going to be alive. Come, bring your spirit and be renewed, be reset, be inspired. You know, be lifted, be soothed by the music that we do tomorrow.
And you do not have to follow any particular faith tradition.
No, not at all.
It'll lead you to the spirit.
I love it. Yeah, well, you know, we all have spirit. All of us have a spirit, and it has nothing to do with any particular thing. It's uniquely ours. And so wherever we go and whoever we attach to or whatever we listen to, whatever music we're listening to, our spirits can be bolstered and we can enjoy it because we are all spirits. You know, we're all spiritual. All of us have as part of that, as a part of who we are. And so when we join up and connect with good music, it just makes us better, you know?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Okay, in case someone cannot go to the concert tomorrow night, they can follow you on your website to check out when the next event is happening. You're talking about the Arts Festival, maybe.
The Arts Festival, the date is June 8th for the Arts Festival. We'll be there, and then we'll be at we'll be in Market Square for Juneteenth on the 16th of June, and the calendar just keeps going.
And if you want to hear gospel on the radio, you mentioned some of the DJs. Who would you recommend I've listened to regularly? It's on the air all the time.
Well, there's WAMO. I think they have some new call letters now, and I'm not sure the numbers on the dial. And then there's W.
But the DJs that you love that are still on the air, do you hear?
Nate Hollis is still on the air. I think Nikki Porter was on the air.
Oh, Nikki's so great. She's another hero.
Isn't she a great, great performer? And she used to DJ for the station that is in East Liberty. But Brother Marlon is regular and very popular. And then there is Danielle Smith, who's also on the station that's in East Liberty. And so
lots of good choices.
There's some good choices there.
And churches. Where should I go to hear your kind of gospel? What's my best option?
Well, there's not
too
many churches that have choirs anymore. You can always come to my church. You can check me out online and see where we are. I'm on the north side. I'm on the east side. There is a choir. Trini Massey is a tremendous director of a choir that still sings as a choir. He's over in East Liberty at Mount Arid. And then there is, I think there's still a choir at Macedonia in Hill. And there's some other churches that have choirs, but I think you might want to check out the Afro-American Music Institute and see what we're doing.
Start there. That's a good place.
Yeah, because that's where I do my work at regularly with the Institute and at my church. So you can always find me at my church, which is Free Holiness Church, and or Living Waters, or AAMI. And we can always help you find some good gospel choir singing. I should mention Dr. Sheila Hunt, too. She does choir music. She does programs throughout the year. And so you might want to... Well, Kappa has a choir. The school still has choirs. I can't think of his name. That directs the...
It'll come to you the moment we're done.
Yeah, yeah. He teaches here at Carnegie Mellon. Tom...
Douglas.
Douglas, yes.
Yes, he's
and
a
He doesn't do gospel regularly, but I believe they do
yeah,
some.
Even with the Bach Choir, he's done some. Yeah.
Right. So those are the choir. Dr. Herbert VRP Jones has a choir that has a season. They have a concert coming up in May, right, the Saturday before Mother's Day. And so there are a few of us that are still doing choirs.
Dr. Jones did a terrific podcast for us, too. It's right there on the list. I'm a fan. No
yeah,
doubt
Dr.
About
Jones,
that.
He's a tremendous gift and talent to us as well.
Keep the spirit going. I love your recording that you made, the YouTube videos,
yes,
and all of your work. No wonder it was Derek Tynes Day in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're so
today,
funny.
Every day when you're making music is Derek Tynes
well,
Day.
Well, we're hoping tomorrow night, we're planning to live stream the concert tomorrow night, so it will be recorded and will probably be made available on YouTube as well. And so you'll be able to hopefully catch it if you can't get there in person online. Yeah.
Great. I'll look forward to seeing you.
I'll definitely make sure it's posted on my website.
Please do. That'll be fabulous. And here on Good Friday, you're in here sharing the blessings. It's
well,
wonderful.
You know, the blessings are here. You know, it's a good day today. The sun is shining. So it's a cool day, but it's a beautiful day. We just came from doing the Stations of the Cross, where we walked to 16 different locations on the north side just from noon till about 1:30. And it's, you know, I got my steps in. I'm ready to do our dress rehearsal tonight and do the concert tomorrow night.
Even with all the terrible trouble in the world, life is worth living.
Well, we got and living and keep singing. You know, I think as we, the power of music, you know, I think like Dr. James Johnson has said from the Afro-American Music Institute that, you know, music really can transform the world. It can transform our communities. We've seen it change lives. Yeah.
The Reverend Pastor Dr. Derek Tynes, you've lifted my life today.
Thanks
so much for coming by.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Jim.